I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute. We all hit bumps in the road, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, but a little bit of help can make all the difference, which is why we're joined today by Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties to talk about something that's not talked about enough, rural mental health in our local farmers. Emily, tell us a little bit more about what we do and don't know about this.
When we talk about rural communities, we talk about strength, hard work, long days, weathering whatever comes. But what we don't talk about nearly enough is that strength costs, because farmers face a different kind of stress, one that most people will never see. Imagine waking up before the sun only to realize the equipment you need broke down overnight, or losing a crop you invested months of time and money into because of a single storm, or watching markets swing up and down while diesel, feed, and fertilizer prices keep climbing. These aren't small problems. They're the kind that keep you up at night wondering how you're going to make the next season work. And for too many farmers, that stress turns into something heavier: anxiety, depression, exhaustion, and feeling like the weight of the entire operation is on their shoulders. A lot of people don't realize how isolating farm work can be. You can work 14 hours in a day, see almost no one, and still feel like you're falling behind. Here are the kind of moments we hear about: a farmer who's trying to figure out how to pay the feed bill while also putting groceries on the table, a family arguing over whether they can afford to keep the farm another year, someone sitting in the barn at the end of the night thinking, "I can't fail my family," even though they're running on empty. These are real scenarios happening in our community, but they often go unspoken. So if you're listening right now and any of this feels familiar, please hear me. You are not the only one carrying these thoughts. Stress in the farming community is real, and it deserves support just as much as physical health or crop management. And if those thoughts ever turn dark, if the stress feels unbearable, there is help 24/7. You can call or text 988 anytime. It's confidential, it's judgment-free, and the person on the other end understands crisis, understands overwhelm, and will stay with you until you're safe. You don't have to push through everything alone. Reaching out doesn't make you weak. It means you've held it together for too long, and you deserve someone in your corner. Our rural communities are strong, but even the strongest among us needs support. And that support is here whenever you need it.
I can't even imagine the amount of stress that all that responsibility comes with. And we appreciate our local farmers. It's just too easy to get stuck inside your head and feel like you're all alone. So no matter what life throws your way, small changes can make a big difference. So take a moment each week with us on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps toward a better life.